بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن علي رضي الله عنه قال من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة عصم من كل فتنة تكون إلى ثمانية أيام فإن خرج فيها دجال عصم منه أو كما قال رواه الضياء المقسم. We are living in a time of fitna. What does fitna mean? Fitna means something which makes a person, which tests a person in regards to his deen. So when a fitna occurs, a person now has two possibilities. One possibility is that he stays on the path to Jannah, and the other possibility is that he errs. So the more fitna come upon a person, the more danger he is in, you can say. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold that as we get closer to the Day of Judgment, the number of fitna and fitness will increase. And he gave an example that it's like a necklace, or you can say in our time like a tasbih, a necklace, a thread, and someone breaks it, and because of that the beads follow. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with that much swiftness and regularity, fitness will come as we get closer to the Day of Judgment. And we see that all around us, new avenues of the disobedience of Allah are being created. People are emerging who, in the name of deen, say such things which are very far from deen, which change people's aqidah. So in this time, for a person to remain safe from such fitness is extremely important. It will go a very long way to making sure that he stays on the path to Jannah. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given as a method, a way. In this hadith, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he states, it is a statement of Ali radiallahu anhu, but he must have heard it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to relay it to us. He says that whoever recites Suratul Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, then he will be protected from every fitna that occurs for 8 days. That means he will be protected from fitna on that day, on the day of Jumu'ah, and the next 7 days. So whoever makes it a point to recite Suratul Kahf every Friday, and Suratul Kahf doesn't take long, especially when you get used to it. It begins in the 15th juz and ends just after the 16th juz begins. So Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that this is a guarantee from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you recite Suratul Kahf every Jumu'ah, then you are safe for the next week. And to further emphasize this point, Ali radiallahu anhu says that in those 8 days, even if Dajjal emerges, the ahadith have clarified that Dajjal is the greatest fitna. So even if Dajjal emerges in those 8 days, a person is guaranteed safety. So when that is the case for the biggest fitna, then inshallah, every single fitna which is smaller, a person will definitely be kept safe from. So this is one aspect of the recitation of the Quran, Suratul Kahf, or on a Friday, which each and every one of us should bring into our life. And if a person, Suratul Kahf is approximately 3/4 of a juz or so, just under 3/4 of a juz. If a person thinks that's a large amount, then start with a small amount. Start with 3 pages of Suratul Kahf on a Friday. And thereafter slowly, slowly increase until he is reciting Suratul Kahf every Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is riwayat mein Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu farmate hain aur unhone Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam se zarur suna hoga, to wo bayan karte hain ke jo shakhs juma ke din Suratul Kahf pad leta hai to 8 din tak wo har fitne se mehfooz rahega. Yani 8 din se murad us juma ka din aur uske baad 7 din, to ek hafte tak وہ ہر فتنے سے محفوظ رہے گا. پھر اس کے بعد فرماتے ہیں کہ اگر ان 8 دنوں میں دجال بھی نکل آئے, دجال کا ظہور بھی ہو جائے, تو وہ اس فتنے سے بھی محفوظ ہو جائے گا. اب دجال کا فتنہ احادیث کی روشنی میں سب سے بڑا فتنہ ہے, تو اس کا معنی ہے کہ جب سب سے بڑے فتنے سے اس کو حفاظت کی گارنٹی مل گئی, تو دوسرے باقی سب فتنے ہیں اس سے تو حفاظت ضرور ہوگی. تو ہمارے زمانے میں جب قیامت کے قریب ہم آ رہے ہیں اور فتنے بڑھتے چلے جا رہے ہیں, تو ہمارے زمانے میں جتنا اہم ہے اس حدیث پر عمل کرنا, اتنے پچھلے زمانوں میں اتنا اہم نہیں تھا. تو ہم میں سے ہر ایک کی کوشش ہونی چاہیے کہ سورۃ الکہف ہر جمعے کو پڑھے. اب سورۃ الکہف وہ 15ویں جزء میں شروع ہوتا ہے اور تقریباً آدھے جز سے کچھ زیادہ ہے, اور تو اگر کسی کو زیادہ لگے کہ لمبا ہے تو شروع کرے 2-3 صفوں سے, اور آہستہ آہستہ بڑھ کر معمول بنائے کہ سورۃ الکہف ہر جمعے کو پڑھے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہم سب کو اس حدیث پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب کرے.